Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, African American True Crime. Yes, I love true crime stories, but very seldom do I hear true crime stories about African Americans. So I created this podcast to share with my listeners about the true crimes that African Americans commit. So sit back, lend me your ears, and listen to some of the most horrendous crimes committed by African Americans. Hi, my name is Queen Zoya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. I am starting off with my new season. And this new season will be more about crimes that are being committed every day around the world, around the country, around the United States, and maybe even in your state that are being done by African Americans. Some of these stories you probably heard of before. Some of these stories you might not have heard about. But we're going to talk about it because this is a major concern. We always talk about black on black crime, Black Lives Matter, and I've discussed this so many times before, but this is ridiculous. So we're going to be talking about 27-year-old Alexis Tanil Nelson. She lives in Colorado, and she was arrested. And they say that there's a high probability that murder charges are on the horizon after human remains were discovered in her apartment and amid a search for her missing 5-year-old daughter, Maya. The investigation goes on to say that they received a phone call from her mother who said that I need you guys to go do a welfare check. Because she made some concerning statements. And she had also told her mother that she had given her daughter, Maya, up for adoption. And then Nelson's mother said she received a text reading saying, my rent has gone up again, so I'm rehoming and I've been looking at fostering. So the police decide they're going to go over to Nelson's apartment, where she had given up the custody of her daughter through, she claims, a closed adoption, claiming to have used the Adoptions with Love agency to facilitate the process. When the police got there, they did not see the daughter. But what they did, they decided to contact the Adoptions with Love agency, and they found no evidence of any adoption in the Colorado courts, period. There was not even no records of Nelson on file. So then they decided to confront Nelson. They said she changed her story to say Adoptions with Love only suggested other agencies to her before naming a woman who was supposedly facilitated her daughter's adoption to an unidentified couple. Still, no documentation. She claimed she threw everything away because she didn't want her family to try and find her daughter. She then gave her phone to the police to try and find emails to the woman in question, but they found none and they just kept her phone. So after getting a search warrant, they decided to go into Nelson's phone. So you guys need to be really careful about these Google searches because I am finding out a lot as I start getting more into true crime, whether it's African-Americans, whoever it is. Google searches store your information. So when you start Google searching a whole bunch of crap and you've been accused of committing a murder, it will be used against you. So they go on to say that they found Google searches in her phone. Like, can you overdose from melatonin? Can you overdose from Xanax? As well as videos of the child in which she appeared to be saying goodbye to family. And on May 3rd was the last time anyone in Nelson's family saw Maya alive. This is a shame. So they go get a search warrant. As police searched the apartment building, a maintenance worker told cops he did a routine biannual inspection of Nelson's unit on May 5th and found the door to Maya's bedroom was tied with a string to the bathroom door, preventing it from opening. While in the unit, he claimed Nelson began yelling at him through a baby monitor to leave, which he did. And during their search, the cops noticed the lack of any children's items in the apartment, as well as various stains of unknown origin in the child's completely empty room. So that's suspect, right? You got a string tied from your daughter's bedroom to the bathroom door to stop her from opening the door. So all of this is sounding like this bitch right here. She playing this shit. Aurora obtained the search warrant of the resident on Wednesday. And upon opening a utility closet in the unit filled with children's items, they started smelling the odor of a decomposing body. There was a large shopping bag that was in the closet, and it contained a smaller plastic bag filled with what appeared to be charred human remains. Bone fragments and bone from either a rib or a shoulder blade was also found in the fireplace. The coroner's office later confirmed the remains are human, though have not identified them as belonging to Maya. So you kill your child, and then you take your child and you burn her in the fireplace. Well, allegedly, because they're saying they couldn't identify them, but they are confident that it is definitely Maya because of all the lies that Alexis claimed happened to her daughter. There was an affidavit that said that the police believed that Nelson placed her daughter in a situation that resulted in her death before she then attempted to hinder the resulting investigation by lying about an adoption and burning the remains. The mother kept her pregnancy with the child a secret, sharing a text message in which her daughter said she initially planned to put her up for adoption before deciding the girl was ungivable. The girl's father said he hasn't had contact with Nelson or his daughter in 2 years, and they are now placing her on bond of $100,000. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't even been in contact with your daughter for 2 years. Not saying that. Yeah, I am saying it. That's bad all the way around. That's bad all the way around. You're going to lie and you're going to say that you gave your child up for adoption. You had it. See, I understand about abortions to a certain degree. But the way it is now, if you don't want to have that child, do it. I would rather hear someone aborting a child than hearing the horrific actions that are taken against children who cannot defend themselves by mentally unstable people. This has got to stop. My name is Queen Zoya Counts. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. Peace.